guessing and predicting. There's no effective difference between my guessing a variable that's not random, but for which my information is partial or deficient, such as the number of lovers who transited through the bed of Catherine II of Russia, and predicting a random one, like tomorrow's unemployment rate or next year's stock market. In this sense, guessing what I don't know, but what someone else may know, and predicting what hasn't taken place yet, are the same thing. To further appreciate the connection between guessing and predicting, assume that instead of trying to gauge the number of lovers of Catherine of Russia, you're estimating the less interesting, but for some, more important question of the population growth for the next century, the stock market returns, the Social Security deficit, the price of oil, the results of your great uncle's estate sale, or the environmental conditions of Brazil 2 decades from now. Or, if you're the publisher of Yevgenia Krasnova's book, you may need to produce an estimate of the possible future sales. We're now getting into dangerous waters. Just consider that most professionals who make forecasts are also afflicted with the mental impediment discussed above. Furthermore, people who make forecasts professionally are often more affected by such impediments than those who don't. Information is bad for knowledge. You may wonder how learning, education, and experience affect epistemic arrogance. How educated people might score on the above test as compared with the rest of the population, using Mikhail the cab driver as a benchmark. You'll be surprised by the answer. It depends on the profession. I'll first look at the advantages of the informed over the rest of us in the humbling business of prediction. I recall visiting a friend at a New York investment bank and seeing a frenetic hotshot, master of the universe type, walking around with a set of wireless headphones wrapped around his ears and a microphone jutting out of the right side that prevented me from focusing on his lips during my 20-second conversation with him. I asked my friend the purpose of that contraption. He likes to keep in touch with London, I was told. When you're employed, hence dependent on other people's judgment, looking busy can help you claim responsibility for the results in a random environment. The appearance of busyness reinforces the perception of causality, of the link between results and one's role in them. This, of course, applies even more to the CEOs of large companies who need to trumpet a link between their presence and leadership and the results of the company. I'm not aware of any studies that probe the usefulness of their time being invested in conversations and the absorption of small-time information, nor have too many writers had the guts to question how large the CEO's role is in a corporation's success. Let us discuss one main effect of information, impediment to knowledge.